WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ-WTMJ- St. Louis Cardinals.
They took shots at President Trump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We have a white supremacist in the White House, and he poses a mortal threat to people of color all across this country.
We know Donald Trump's a racist.
Beto O'Rourke and Cory Booker in the third Democratic presidential debate on ABC. Joe Biden also found himself under attack.
I'm fulfilling the legacy of Barack Obama, and you're not.
I'll be surprised to him.
Julian Castro also seemed to take a shot at Biden's age and gaffe history, at one point asking the former vice president if he'd forgotten something he said 2 minutes earlier. Health care was a big focus. Fox's Tanya J. Powers was at the debate, now live in Houston.
Dave, the three top polling candidates sparred over their health care plans. Joe Biden wants to build on the Affordable Care Act.
I think the Obamacare worked. I think the way in which we add to it, replace everything that's been cut, add a public option, guarantee that everyone will be able to have affordable insurance.
Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders outlined their plans.
We make sure that everybody gets covered by health care at the lowest possible cost.
Eliminate all out-of-pocket expenses. All deductibles. All co-payments.
Amy Klobuchar said Sanders' Medicare for All plan is not bold, it's bad. Dave.
Tanya, uninspiring is what the Trump campaign said about the debate, that the president would dominate any of the Democrats. He told a Republican gathering in Baltimore the best is yet to come.
After all we've achieved and after everything that we've accomplished, our message is simple. The best is yet to come.
A frantic call for help radioed in from police in Houston after an officer was shot last night.
I need gauze. I need a chest shield. Gauze and a chest shield. 3907 Tristan. We need an ambulance over here. Clear Tristan now.
That's from Broadcastify. The officer needed surgeries in guarded condition. One suspect was shot and killed. Two others arrested. A fourth is still on the run. America's listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Well, days after President Trump said he still wants all U.S. troops coming home from Afghanistan, even as he scrapped peace talks with the Taliban, the head of the Army says now is not the time.
Acting Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told senators U.S. forces must remain in Afghanistan because Afghans are not ready to fight on their own. McCarthy appeared at his confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee. President Trump has expressed a desire to pull out some of the 14,000 U.S. troops currently deployed to Afghanistan. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
It is sentencing day for actress Felicity Huffman in Boston, who pleaded guilty to conspiracy and fraud. In the college admissions cheating scandal, prosecutors want 1 month in prison and a fine. A week and a half after a boat fire turned into a diving trip disaster off the California coast, federal investigators found a violation that could lead to charges that none of the crew was awake.
The NTSB report says after interviewing the five surviving crew members, they were asleep when the fire started, but they did try to reach the passengers sleeping below deck. Coast Guard officials have previously said there's a requirement to have a roving night watchman on these boats. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says the boat has been salvaged and was being taken to a secure location for investigation. All 34 bodies have been recovered.
There was an examination that showed that there was evidence that supported the belief that the cause of death was through smoke inhalation.
After this fire, the Coast Guard now recommends limiting the unsupervised charge of lithium-ion batteries and use of power strips and extension cords on boats. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures up over 100 ahead of the opening bell. Week two of the NFL season started last night.
They're sitting at the 20, maybe just outside. Winston to the end zone.
zone for Godwin and a touchdown.
Tampa Bay added another score and beat Carolina 20-14 on NFL Network. The Buccaneers' first win of the year. The Panthers now 0-2. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Friday morning. Local news now brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook, online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Next week, the University of Illinois trustees are set to vote on a performance bonus for President Tim Kylene. He is eligible for a $100,000 annual performance incentive based on his performance. He makes $600,000 a year beyond the bonus, which is based on goals he has set with the board. University of Illinois enrollment has hit a new high. It is above 50,000 for the first time, now just shy of 51,200. That is up from last year's record of about 49,300. The freshman class at 7,655 is a record also. Admissions Director Andrew Borst tells the News Gazette the new Illinois Commitment Financial Aid Program had a big part in moving up on the number of freshmen and transfer applications by more than 10%. The freshman class is also the most diverse and academically qualified in the university's history. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Diane Ducey is off this morning. Clouds and a rainstorm that just moved through the pines in Urbana. Otherwise, I think we're clean and green. Not bad. 82 for today's high. 74 currently. 82 for Illinois football tomorrow. On about 80 on Sunday. Pretty good. 74 currently. ESPN 93.5, the CNN. Take that back. It's the ABC debates last night with the Democrats on stage. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Well, are you still in Texas?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you were at the Democratic debate last night. What'd you see?
Yes, I was.
What'd you see, Tanya J?
It was an interesting thing. I'll tell you what, the evening started off in an interesting way because you had even before we did anything, we had, of course, the plane flying over the venue that the Trump campaign had, you know, rented to have the banner behind it with, you know, socialism will hurt Houston's economy, vote Trump 2020,
mm-hmm.
on this banner that was being pulled behind the plane. And you could hear the plane inside the venue, inside the media filing center. You could hear this, out even through the wall.
Oh, man. All right, so that kicked it off. Andrew Wang kind of got her started, didn't he? That was unbelievable, and I want that. I do want that.
Yeah, he was talking about, you know, the $1,000, and that's what gets a lot of people's attention when you're talking about Andrew Yang. I thought it was interesting because, you know, we all knew that Biden was going to be a target because he's the front runner and has been leading the polls. The next two were Sanders and Warren, and they were at least a good 10 points behind him. So this was not a surprise that we saw him, be attacked. He started things, though, by calling Bernie Sanders a socialist, which I thought was kind of interesting, just like right out of the gate. They started talking about health care, and that's where things got a little bit muddy because health care plans are hard to understand for a lot of folks anyway, but when you take 10 people trying to get their view out at the same time, it still stays really like, okay, wait, what does this person want to do again?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that was one of the drawbacks, but I think the candidates did a lot better last night getting their message out because they had the format of the program was different. And I think it allowed them a little bit more leeway. If they went over, they didn't just keep interrupting them for the next 30 seconds or however long it was. They actually let them kind of finish their statement so people could actually hear what they had to say, which I thought that helped.
No, I thought it was well moderated by ABC, no question. Two things. Yeah. Andrew Yang offering $1,000 a month for 12, was it 10 families? And he had like a little promotion. It sounded like a radio deal. 10 families, $1,000 a month. I said, that's a good promotion. So you can write in there and say he's giving out $120,000 to just 12 people, 10 people. And you can apply for that. And he threw his website out there. Pete Buttigieg had to stop and pause because he said, man, what do I do with that? How do I follow that? And then I thought, was it Julian Castro who really did the whole dementia thing? I thought, I didn't think that was good.
Oh yeah.
He said, Joe, you just said that. Did you forget? Did you forget, Joe? They were moaning.
Yeah, they were moaning at that one. I think, you know, there's going to be some people who think that that's exactly what he needed to do. And honestly, what he had to do last night, Julian Castro's job, was to make sure he didn't get lost in all the front runners, because his polling is not as strong as you know, several other ones. And he knew that he had to be out there and get some screen time. That is the way he chose to do it. And it may turn off some people. They may not be, you know, happy with the fact that he did kind of go after his age. I mean, there's a 32, I think, year age difference between the two of them.
Wow, yeah.
And, yeah, so he very much seemed to highlight that last night.
All right, from Houston, Tanya J. Powers, was there a clear winner, do you think? Or what do you think people thought there, 3,500 people watching?
I'm not sure if you could say it was a clear winner or not, but I did think the person who appeared to be get their message across and consistently and get out pretty much unscathed was Elizabeth Warren.
Mm.
She didn't draw any nasty kind of fire, really, to speak of. I mean, Joe Biden really didn't think much of her wealth tax plan, but, you know, that wasn't new. But the fact that, you know, she was able to answer the questions and sort of just, like, sidestep all of the nastiness and things like that, I think it was indicative of what we've seen her do, which is basically put out policy plan after policy plan and kind of just chug on along toward the finish line while everybody else is doing their thing. I would say that might have been a win, you know, last night. Beto O'Rourke definitely got back in the spotlight, which he needed to do as well, and I kind of expected that, this being Texas. So.
All right, Tanya J. Powers from Houston. The reason I said, are you still in Texas, I thought maybe you were on the Fox News corporate jet you take all the time, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, you know, between Brett Baier and all the other folks, there just wasn't room yeah. on the corporate jet.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I'll be in the coach section of a plane where I normally
am. We got to get you an agent. Come on, Tanya J. Listen, thank you for your time today, and we appreciate the update. Tanya J. Powers, Houston, for the ABC debate last night. We have a guest sportscaster coming up, Marley Weird from Channel 3. Are you awake in there?
I'm awake. I got my coffee and things are looking good.
All right, Diane's off this morning. Marley's going to give us some sports that's coming up next. It's Friday, ESPN 93.5.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
The team at All Creation Landscapes helps provide consistent quality landscape design as well as installation and maintenance in the Champaign-Urbana and surrounding area. Utilizing horticultural expertise and state-of-the-art design methods, All Creation Landscapes works with their clients to create and translate ideas for sites and home into beautiful functional spaces for everyone to enjoy. Let All Creation Landscapes build your dream outdoor living space. Give them a call at 217-778-8732.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbors Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mom season, and Country Arbors is home of the legendary $6 mom, the biggest, best-priced mom in the state. We grow 20,000 moms, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few moms when you're out. Country Arbors is in Urbana on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meyer. You can find out more information and directions at CountryArbors.com.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
Megan Parsons from Savoy, Illinois, and I work in human resources at the Lemon Company in Arcola. So I have had back problems over half of my life, and I've been to physical therapy a variety of times. What I would say was different about Mettler is the therapy was one-on-one in a private room, private setting. So just focusing on getting me to a point that I could manage my own pain, work on strength.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
All right, here we go. Some sports headlines. We have an offer coming up. You're going to want to hear this. Stand by. Channel 3 Sports. It's Marley Weirden. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Thanks for coming and doing some sports.
Of course. Should we get into
it? Yeah, let's go.
All right. Well, in MLB last night, Cardinals get the win over the Rockies 10-3. Dexter Fowler and Colton Wong open the game with back-to-back home runs, and they're back tonight at 7:15 against the Brewers. Now, here's a look at your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday in Colorado, the Cardinals led off the first four innings with home runs. They hit five in all on their way to a 10-3 victory. The win to Miles Michaelis, the loss to Tim Melville, who pitched high school ball in Wentzville, as the Cardinals went 3-3 on their road trip. They have a four-game lead over the Cubs in Milwaukee.
It was a typical game in Colorado, a high-scoring game. The Cardinals added on late. They got four runs in the ninth inning. But the real key to the game, to me, was the Cardinals' bullpen after Miles Michaelis was only able to go five. A really nice way to end the road trip.
Now we're back home to play Milwaukee. 7:15 tonight. The Brewers are four games behind the Cardinals right along with the Cubs.
And they're doing it without Christian Yelich. They are really on a mission right now.
On the mound tonight, Adam Wainwright will be on the air at 6:20. The first pitch at 7:15.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
And as for the Cubbies, they beat the Padres 4-1 to keep their wild card pace. Yu Darvish struck out a season-high 14. Ian Happ with a big game as well, as heard on 105.9.
And now the 2-2 from Lament. And Happ hits a drive toward right center field. Base hit. Two runs are going to score. Happ will hold with a single. Cubs lead 3-0.
Chicago White Sox lost 6-3 last night. They got a 9-10 start in Seattle. And our very own Diane Ducey, she's over there in the Pacific Northwest. She tells me she's going to be attending that one.
White Sox tonight out there.
I know.
That's so cool. Yeah.
And to recap Thursday night football, Tampa Bay Bucks got the nod over the Carolina Panthers 20-14. That's their first win of the year. And the Chicago Bears back in action on Sunday, 3:25 p.m. They'll take on the Broncos. Meanwhile, the Packers hosting the Vikings on Sunday at noon. And your Fighting Illini football returns to Memorial Stadium this weekend. They're looking to go 3-0 before heading into some Big Ten play. It's definitely possible. 11 a.m. kick against Eastern Michigan should be a win.
All right, Channel 3 Sports, Marley Weird, a guest sportscaster. So where are you tonight? We're going all over the place again, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm back with Tuscola. I was at the Cola Wars last week, which was everything I expected.
Is that 45-42 or something?
It was
Tuscola won by
it was
like 87 total points or something.
Yeah, it was
crazy. Wow.
High scoring. It was high action. It was a really good game. So Tuscola is back at it tonight against Central A&M, and they are a very good team as well. So I'll be interested to see who gets the win tonight.
Yeah, and you'll be there with your live shot and talking to the coaches, I bet, and everything.
Well, Craig is on that.
Okay.
Tonight, our other guy.
All right.
So
well,
we will be.
You're just flying all over the place. Mm-hmm. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 36 years. Call or visit and go to the website at wattscopy.com. Well, we had rain come through. Otherwise, I think we're good today. It looks pretty clear after this storm came through. High today, 82 for the football game tomorrow, right about 78, 76 for kickoff, 82 for tomorrow's high was sunny. And then 82 on Sunday. Currently 74. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's Friday. Woohoo. Stand by. I've got something. If you're a manager, you're an owner of a business, you're going to want this. You're going to want this. Stand by. 720, Brother Johnny Mike Ditka, 10 minutes away.
From the Fox Business Network, the Chinese government is responding to President Trump's announcement yesterday that he would delay a planned tariff increase on Chinese goods. China's official news agency now saying U.S. soybeans and pork will be exempt from tariff hikes on U.S. goods. With investors growing more hopeful about a solution to the U.S.-China trade war, the Dow may see its eighth straight gain. Futures are higher this morning after yesterday's stock advance. And there's news involving Huddle House, whose retailers are known for their down-home cooking. Huddle is going to buy Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, which is in Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Huddle did not announce terms of the deal. And if you have the money, you too can live on the sprawling ranch owned by the late oil tycoon T. Boone Pickens. His home is on the market. It'll cost only $250 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Roger Stern.
News Podcasts Network, The Candidates with Brett Baer.
I'm not looking at Washington's economy in micro, but it's not any different really than any other state in the far west.
Yeah, no, it's harder to run on an issue than it is on your personal record, and we haven't heard a whole lot about the Governor Inslee's record. As Britt was saying, it's actually not particularly good when it comes to the issue of environmental regulations and getting what he's wanted passed through the legislature.
Subscribe now to The Candidates with Brett Baer wherever you get your podcasts or foxnewspodcasts.com.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
Pros, when the job demands more of the supplies you use most, start with Lowe's. Because at Lowe's, we stock the right quantities you need for any size job. And at everyday savings, like up to 30% off drywall, drywall accessories, and insulation every day when you buy in bulk. Order at lowesforpros.com, and we'll have your order ready for pickup with dedicated pro loaders to get you loaded up and back to the job site faster. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
ESPN 93.5, it's Friday morning. I've got something to give away for you, my friends, in our partners program. I'm just going to give you stuff. This is the part of the show where you spend Stevie J's money and keep the stuff. It's from Minuteman Press. And Paul over there is local owner, has been doing this business for a long time, very successful. Listen to this.
I just love my girlfriend and want to do something cool and personal for the holidays.
Well, how about a calendar with those summer vacation pictures you guys took together on the summer months? Then February with last year's Valentine's date.
I love that idea, but that sounds like a lot of work.
Minuteman Press at 905 South Neal Street in Champaign has Paul, Adam, and Andrew listening to the concept. Then it's a few emails and it'll be done.
Awesome. Minuteman Press in Champaign. Just Google it. See you printing.com.
Okay, there you are. So, Marla, this is the part of the show where I give you money and you spend it. And that's
here for it.
It's hard to beat that, isn't it?
Why not, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give out $250. You'll have to do it via text. Minuteman Press, they'll do magnets, obviously. They'll do retractable banners. They'll do tents, table covers, displays, expandable pop-up walls, signs, menus, letterhead, tickets, that even are perforated. That's so cool. Custom stamps, envelopes, whatever you're looking for when it comes to printing. So all you have to do to have a chance to win one of my $1,000 worth of Minuteman Press services. If you're a manager of a business, this is for business people. Maybe you're the owner of a business or a manager of a business. You're a decision maker. I want you to text in 60 because that's easier to text when you're on the move. As in minute, get it? 60 seconds. Just text in 60 to 359-2255 if you'd like a chance to get $250 voucher to Minuteman Press and Paul Conforti. I mean, this brochure I have here in my hands that you can see on the YouTube channel. Again, anything print-related, a design, they'll design print it. I think the banners, the magnets, all the things you might want, you can do this at Minuteman Press. So if you're a manager, if you've never used Minuteman Press, I'm looking for first-time people that have never used Minuteman Press to try this out. So text in 60 as in minute to make it nice and easy. Minuteman Press. Minuteman Press, right there off of Neil and Champaign, right next to Simplified Computers. 359-2255, text in 60 if you want to be considered for this, and good luck.
It's summer buckets of fun at Addie's. Buckets of what, you may be asking? Buckets of 4 16-ounce aluminum bottles and a large bucket of range balls. It's summertime, and it's time to unwind and help your golf game while enjoying a few cold ones. Take some swings and some swigs of your favorite domestic brew for only $20. Just come on into Addie's in Stone Creek and soak up the summer with this summer buckets of fun promotion. Only at Addie's at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana.
When you're buying a car, you know exactly what you need. But the perfect match should be more than you get. It's also the personal banking experience that helps you get there. That's why Central Illinois' perfect match for auto loans is the U of I Community Credit Union. And right now, with some of the lowest auto loan rates in town, you can go ahead and say yes to all the upgrades. And you don't even have to be a member. So stop by the U of I Community Credit Union, Champaign-Urbana's number one local auto lender, and apply. Visit us in person on First Street in Champaign or stop by Five Points in Urbana. You can also apply from the comfort of your home online at uofi.org. Whether you're looking for a brand new vehicle or you're trying to lower your current vehicle loan payment, the U of I Community Credit Union is here to help. We have auto loan rates as low as 2.49% APR for up to 75 months for a limited time. The U of I Community Credit Union is here for campus and community.
Jay Lehman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
Well, see, I got to see Maryland in person when they played Minnesota, and they just trashed Minnesota. Just ran right through them. Probably 300-400 yards.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Don't miss a thing, and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com. Yeah, they are an award-winning dealership, Honda BMW. Well, at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, they'll sell you a washing machine, a refrigerator, they'll sell you any appliance. All you have to do is stop by and see the good people at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World because they're going to know their product, which I find extraordinarily refreshing in 2019 when you actually go into a store and they actually can explain it. Sorry, big box stores, but your guy Jason doesn't work there anymore, and he was there a week in paint, and then he came over and did some refrigerators. Hey, listen, that's just the nature of it, but Dick Van Dyke can hold your hand through the process, can maybe give you that 10-year protection plan. Wow! Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, place you want to visit. If you're remodeling, you can start online and poke around at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you drive Neil north as you go toward the mall right before the I-74 interchange, right-hand side of the road. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World, appliance-world.com. We got a text in, Marley. What'd that texter say?
They said, can we trade an intern and future draft pick for Marley?
Yeah, it's you. How about that, Johnny? Marley's in that Channel 3 Sports, and she's in this morning filling in for Diane. If you would like $250 to spend at Minuteman Press, and if you own a business or you're a manager, just text in 60, and we're talking about banners, posters, pop-up stuff, whatever, 359-2255. Text in 60 to be considered for this incredible offer this morning. 359-2255, Minuteman Press. In fact, I have the Chicago Bears Minuteman Press magnet that would go on my refrigerator, and I see the New Orleans Saints going there in October
20. Yeah.
It could be a tough battle
for
our Saints. But the looks like the Bears will play at Denver this weekend and then at Washington the following weekend, then host Minnesota. Anyway, Minuteman Press, type in 60, text it to me. If you're an owner, you've got to be a first-time customer at Minuteman Press. And after 9, we'll let you know. Good luck. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, next.
We checked out the reviews of the Illini Inn, now fully renovated in Campus Town at 4th and Daniel, Champaign. Here's what stuck out. Best TVs you can see from any angle. Fast service, nice staff, and it's still the Inn. Check out the Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition for students and townies since 1970. Serving cold drinks and a full menu, the Illini Inn, 4th and Daniel, Champaign.
News. I'm Chris Foster. There were some policy disagreements at last night's Democratic Party presidential debate. Former Housing Secretary Julian Castro got a little personal with former Vice President Joe Biden.
Castro seemed to touch on Biden's age, accusing Biden of forgetting a detail about his own health care plan.
You said they would have to buy in.
To buy in. If you qualify for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Could be in for it.
Other big topics of the night included gun control, immigration, and education.
Fox is telling Jay Powers in Houston that debate was on ABC. President Trump says at a Republican congressional retreat in Baltimore,
our Republican agenda is to make our neighborhoods safer, our families stronger, and our middle class bigger and more prosperous than ever before. And we're on our way to doing it. But we have to win this next election.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. University of Illinois enrollment has hit a new high. It is above 50,000 for the first time, now just shy of 51,200. That is up from last year's record of about 49,300. The freshman class at 7,655 is a record also. Admissions Director Andrew Borst tells the News Gazette the new Illinois Commitment Financial Aid program had a big part in moving up on the number of freshmen and transfer applications by more than 10%. Five University of Illinois professors at the Urbana-Champaign campus have been named university scholars in recognition of their excellence in teaching, scholarship, and service. They were set to be honored yesterday at a ceremony in Champaign. A Mahomet man is charged with aggravated battery for allegedly using a stun gun on an acquaintance in a grocery store. 30-year-old Jerry Rambo was charged in the case. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 23-34. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34, and Rosati's makes some of the best Chicago-style pizza in Champaign-Urbana. 23, the number of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Like Rosati's, they always are delivering in the clutch. Walter Payton or Sweetness wore number 34. Rosati's has a smooth and sweet sauce that packs a powerful punch of flavor on their pie like Walter Payton in the end zone. So get the legendary Chicago-style pizza by dialing 328-2334 or 328, Michael Jordan, Walter Payton.
Hi, this is Kirk Kaiser. At Freedom Roofing, we respect and appreciate our police and appreciate all the law enforcement does for us every single day. Because of this appreciation, we are going to give away a free roof to a deserving retired police officer to say thank you for keeping us safe. If you or someone you know wants to nominate a retired police officer for a free roof, just email freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. Just let us know in a paragraph who deserves this free roof. Again, send your nomination to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. Freedom Roofing supports our law enforcement. This is is Kirk Kaiser from Freedom Roofing. Thank you, law enforcement, for all you do.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. Rain moved through about an hour ago, 45 minutes ago or so. Otherwise, looks nice. High today, 82. High tomorrow, 80 for Illinois football. Eastern Michigan, 11 a.m. kick at Memorial Stadium. Could the Illini possibly go 3-0? Maybe. Sunday, sunny and 82. Nice weather, 74 now. ESPN 93.5. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I realize that's Monday Night Football theme, but it's football, and it's icon, all-around great man, Mike Ditka. Coach, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Brother Johnny in the
hey,
studio.
Hey, Coach. Yeah. We're good. It's
hi, John.
Yeah, we're having a good time down here in Champaign, ready for the Illini game tomorrow.
Yeah, we're 2-0. Us, Clemson, and Bama, Coach, with Illinois, 2-0. We're right with them.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Okay, so Johnny couldn't watch the debate because he had stuff last night. I made it through about an hour of it. I know you didn't see a thing, right? I mean, there's no way you...
You're absolutely right.
Well. All right. Well, I thought probably Joe Biden did pretty well, and Elizabeth Warren, frankly, did, as it goes with that bunch, pretty good. Julian Castro kind of hit Joe Biden with an old dementia kind of a thing. I want you to hear this.
Have to buy in.
You just said that. You just said that 2 minutes ago. You just said 2 minutes ago that they would have to buy in. You said they would have to buy in.
Have to buy in. If you qualify for
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
Are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago, clearly trying to say you're an old man who can't remember anything? Well.
Politics is kind of nasty. I mean, they say a lot of things. I don't know. I don't know what you guys hear. I don't hear that stuff. I don't listen to it.
I'll tell you, a guy like Julian Castro is no business really talking about anything to anybody. He's not a good guy. He's pretty wild. He's mean. And, Joe can say some things, but I don't think it's because he's old. He's been saying that kind of thing and forgetting this and that for 30 years.
And you know what? If you had Joe Biden at the Philo Tavern, I bet you'd like him.
Oh, sure.
I mean, he'd sit around with a beer with you. And I mean, that's what they're trying to do is get more of a moderate versus a leftist, which is what most of the stage is. For the Democrats right now, pretty far left. So that was then. We move over to 9/11, the memorial. Coach, where were you on 9/11 2001? What were you doing?
I think I was working for TV. I'm pretty sure at that time I was in that weekend. I had to go to New York. I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
But I think they canceled it. They canceled the games, and I think they canceled the show too. But yeah, I was working with CBS. I think at that time.
Yeah, I remember down in Louisiana, and we were wondering what kind of plane hit the building, and then another one, and then before you know it, it's just a disaster.
I think I called you a bunch that morning.
Yeah.
I was giving you updates because we were running some radios and trying to figure out what our job was, but later in the day, I remember, that in 2001, Nathaniel was 8, the triplets were 4. I started crying because I was so sad that we're going to have to think about this for the rest of our lives and their lives.
Well, and Dan Rather started crying on David Letterman. Dan Rather did.
Well, the amazing thing is how it could happen that we could be we let our guard down and let that thing happen like that. I mean, it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was. Now that's the truth.
Real shame, but it was amazing. These people, they knew what the hell they were doing.
I'll tell you, Mike, you're right about letting your guard down. I remember I actually enjoying the ease of flying. I mean, it was so nice to just run the airport and jump on an airplane and just go anywhere you want.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's that old change.
It all changed.
Well, yeah. Ilhan Omar, Minnesota congresswoman, about a year ago said some people did something, kind of sloughing it off, and a man at the memorial on Wednesday responded to her.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in good faith. Listen, some people did something. I am here today to honor my 76-year-old mother, Frances, on the solemn 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Mom, we all miss you and love you very much. Some people did something, said a freshman congresswoman from Minnesota, to support and justify the creation of CARE. Today I am here to respond to you exactly who did what to whom. Madam, objectively speaking, we know who and what was done. There is no uncertainty about that. Why your confusion? On that day, 19 Islamic terrorist members of Al-Qaeda killed over 3,000 people and caused billions of dollars of economic damage. Is that clear? But as to whom? I was attacked. Your relatives and friends were attacked. Our constitutional freedoms were attacked. And our nation's founding on Judeo-Christian principles were attacked. That's what some people did. Got that now? We are here today, Congresswoman, to tell you and the squad just who did what to whom. Show respect in honoring them, please. American patriotism in your position demand it. For God and country. Amen.
I mean, could that have been better said? That was just...
That was about it.
That was fantastic. Well done and very respectful and classy the way he handled it. But it was... Some people did something. And you know, Mike, that every high schooler in America was not born now when that happened. And I wonder what they know about it. I frankly wonder how much they're learning about things like this. And we should never forget this. We should learn from it and try and obviously avoid it again.
Well, I think you're 100% right, but I mean, we studied history when we were in school, and, you know, the history of this country, our founding fathers and that. I don't know how much of this they even bring up in schools. I doubt that they do.
Well, based on, you know how they do those interviews of people on the beach or at the mall?
Oh, yeah,
and we laugh about it, but wow, we don't know how we got here or what we've got.
No.
And so that's how you lose it.
Mom was telling me that there was some people interviewed regarding the 4th of July. They weren't sure what that was for.
Well, exactly.
What is that, Coach?
Somebody said it was to celebrate the defeat over the South, I think.
Oh, my lordy. I mean, for those that don't learn from history, you're destined to repeat it. Isn't that what they say?
Yep. Well, and that's, yep. I mean, I think that's part of part of the fight. And so, and to diminish the bad things that happen is one way to kind of help make it happen again. And that's,
exactly.
So, I don't know, Stevie, it's a great country still.
The best one.
And we're going to see how we come through the next year or so.
Doesn't everybody have a point in their generational cycle that says this is the worst ever? I mean, we forget the 60s and Vietnam and burning draft cards and the horrific events that surrounded, Vietnam. And the Korean War had a lot of bad things. Obviously, all the wars, Civil War. I mean, this country's endured a lot, and I think we'll endure this.
Well, and you go back to, we talk about history. Just let's go back to the age of the Revolutionary War. Steve, that was a battle, and it wasn't just between the English and the Americans. Mike, the Americans didn't all agree on that either.
I agree.
Vicious. It was brutal, man. they were beating each other up and shooting each other and everything else. So, yeah, you have to fight if you want to be free. I mean, at least stand up for it and then try to hold the line somehow.
Okay, before we let Coach and Johnny go, we must touch on some football. Carolina is 0-2. Tampa beat them last night. The Bears go to Denver. I don't think the Bears are going to lose to Denver, Coach. Do you?
I don't think so. I think the Bears are a pretty good football team, guys. I really do. They got a real good defense. They can run the football. Those things work out. And I love Mitch. I think he's a good quarterback. So, you know, they got to stay within what they can do well because no, I don't think anybody's going to rack up a lot of points on them.
Yeah, I think the defense is great, but I don't think Denver had a good first game. I think they do have a good defense. Flacco, you know, he used to be a real good quarterback, and now he's playing for Denver. So obviously, you can't go anywhere around this league without being ready to play, or you're just not going to make it. So
absolutely.
Then you have a college point spread in New England going to Miami. They're favored by 19.5 in the NFL. That sounds like a whole lot of points. But New England, Miami.
Well, there's a reason. Yeah. Miami's not very good right now.
That's right. And New England looked pretty good.
Yeah, they look great.
They're very good.
Did you see any of the Saints, too? Brady and Breeze are just amazing. I think that.
They're good, yeah. I saw the Saints, You know, I mean, the Saints have a lot of players that are good players, but that one guy makes them. He really makes their football team. He's really good.
Kamara, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then, of course, to even consider a 58-yard field goal, and then the guy thumps it, and it made it through pretty easily.
Yeah, good for 62 or something.
That's just crazy. But, so what about the Saints and Rams? That's kind of the game we've targeted because we're Saints fans up here with Johnny. But what do you think, Coach? I mean, Saints got to go to L.A. Rams. Is all that history from that NFC Championship game? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't think it matters. I don't think they're looking back at history, and they don't worry about that. They're going out there to beat them. That's all. You know, that's all they're thinking about, coming away with a victory. And there's no reason they can't because they're probably a better football team right now. I think they're a better football team anyway. And they do, you know, they got more than Brees. They got their defense is playing pretty good, and they can run that football. I mean, they're doing some good things.
Now, I'll tell you, Coach, I think you're right. I think they're just thinking, we got Goff, we got Gurley. The Rams are good. There's no grudge match here. They don't need any of that to take
on. No, not at all.
So, and besides, the players had nothing to do with that, by the way.
Yeah.
So,
Coach, just kind of an off-the-wall question. When you were playing football, because this is probably a question for every professional athlete ever, when do you know it's time to stop playing?
Well, you know, when you look at the films, you know. You know, things that you used to do fairly easy, you have to think about doing. And then when you think about them, it's your reaction time is too slow and you don't get them done. I don't care how fast you run, but there's an element of speed that everybody has when they're healthy and they're young. And when you lose that, the game is just too fast for you. And, you know, that's what happens when you get old.
That's what's amazing about the 40-year-olds. I think they're making up for some of that, but I don't see.
There's no question the athletes are so much better now than they were. There's no question about that.
But a quarterback, maybe you can get away with a little bit of slower, but you just know how to read defenses. But still, I like watching Tom Brady. It's just amazing watching what these guys do.
Well, he's good. He's really good. He's really good.
I remember Roger Staubach, I thought, leaving people wanting more. I thought he was in really good form when he retired back in the 70s.
Yeah, and another guy, Troy Aikman, I think wanted to play more, but he had the concussions and stuff.
We could have played more.
And you got to know when to go, like maybe like Andrew Luck, when it's just like, I can't take it much longer. And you got to know. It's your call, I guess.
Well, when your heart's not in it, John, what are you going to do? You're not going to do it just for the money. And I mean, you got to respect Luck because he was very honest. I don't think his heart was in it anymore.
Well, and he'd made $100 million, Coach. I don't know what the why isn't money. You've got that. So.
No, and I think it's and Mike, you could tell us, but it's not. You got two phases. There's the money side, and then there's the game side. And if you're not really wanting to play that game, you better not be.
The money doesn't matter. If your heart's not in play, and you better not play.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how good everybody has gotten at all these professional sports. Pretty amazing to watch. Coach, are you getting out at all? Are you hitting any golf balls? Anything going on in Chicago?
Not a whole lot. I played the other day, but I'm not very good anymore. But I do go out once in a while. But the weather has been raining up here.
Huh. We haven't got that much rain down.
Well, not much.
We got some rain, and it's raining again right now.
Well, I know that when we played with you at the late, great Clint Atkins over at Stone Creek, I remember you brought a friend with you that day, and he walked it off. You hit a drive 305 yards.
Yeah, that's...
I don't do that anymore, so maybe, you know, it's okay. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's called old age, but yeah. I've had a lot of fun. I love golf. I love to play.
And you're the best gin rummy player in the world, I heard.
No, I'm not the best, but I play a lot.
Hey, Coach, we love you. We'll call you next week.
All right, guys. You take care. God bless you.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer, Brother John.
Great guy right there.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't even know how to describe him. It's just that he doesn't have a pretentious bone in his body, and he's Mike Ditka.
Yeah,
I mean he's just no... I think he understands why people want his autograph and picture, but he just goes along. But I don't think he's what's the deal?
Amazing. He's a humble guy.
Yeah.
And so
so awesome and fun, always fun. Johnny, I really appreciate you coming in. What do you got this weekend? University of Illinois. What are you doing?
We've got our board of visitors. We're talking about the College of Engineering. We're naming the College of Engineering the Granger College of Engineering.
That took a little money to get that going,
Mr. Granger, an alumni of...
How much did Mr. Granger donate?
Well, I think it was $100
million. $100 million.
It's going to help the university, help the engineering cause, and got some good engineers coming out of Illinois.
Oh, boy. It's number one in the world.
Great folks and great institution. And so,
my oldest, Nathaniel, went to two other schools in civil engineering to play some golf and then came to Illinois. It wasn't the same. And then when he graduated... It wasn't the same with four job offers, signing bonus. I mean, you come out of Illinois with an engineering degree, you got something going on.
And I've hired Illinois engineers. I've hired a lot of other schools, great other schools. But let me tell you.
Really? Do you think they're more work ready? Is that the difference?
Yeah, one of my guys comes in and he's kind of pacing around and he's looking out the window. I said, what's the problem? And he just wouldn't say anything. He finally says, we need to get more graduates from Illinois. And he stormed out.
Finally admitted it. That's awesome. All right, well, go Illini. If we go 3-0, that's going to be fun.
Well, I think that's possible. Eastern Michigan's tough.
Yeah.
They're competitive.
Good passing game. Uh-huh. We're 9-point favorites this morning. Mike Miles, the third, I think is his name, but our secondary was a little vulnerable by my look just as a fan last weekend against Connecticut, but...
Listen, it's hard to – that's why I played receiver, because I never believed I could be stopped. And if you looked at the – a lot of people did see the Texas-LSU game.
Yeah.
You talk about tough time in the secondaries. There was something like 900 yards passing in that
game.
And it's fun to watch.
Yep, it is. Johnny, I really appreciate you coming in.
All right, great to see you. Great to be here, Steve.
We'll see you at the ball game. Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5. Marley Weird has been in this morning for Diane. You want to – pick off a sports report there, Marley. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go. Marley Weird at Channel 3. You'll see her tonight covering Tuscola game with Central A&M. She'll be out and around tomorrow at the Illini game, at Eastern's game, and the volleyball with Illini.
All over the place.
You're doing
man.
All of that?
Man. Three games, one day.
Wow. Do you get paid three times as much then if you do three different ones? Is that how?
You know, that would be nice, bud.
All right. What do you got?
Well, in the MLB last night, Cardinals get the win over the Rockies 10-3. Dexter Fowler and Colton Wong. Big home runs. They open the game with back-to-back home runs. They'll be back tonight at 7:15 against the Brewers. Now let's take a look at that Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday in Colorado, the Cardinals led off the first four innings with home runs. They hit five in all on their way to a 10-3 victory. The win to Miles Michaelis, the loss to Tim Melville, who pitched high school ball in Wentzville, as the Cardinals went 3-3 on their road trip. They have a four-game lead over the Cubs in Milwaukee.
It was a typical game in Colorado, a high-scoring game. The Cardinals added on late. They got four runs in the ninth inning. But the real key to the game to me was the Cardinals bullpen after Miles Michaelis was only able to go five. A really nice way to end the road trip.
Now we're back home to play Milwaukee. 7:15 tonight. The Brewers are four games behind the Cardinals right along with the Cubs.
And they're doing it without Christian Yelich. They are really on a mission right now.
On the mound tonight, Adam Wainwright will be on the air at 6:20. The first pitch at 7:15.
As for the Cubs, they beat the Padres 4-1 to keep their wild card pace, and they'll host Pittsburgh. John Lester on the mound at 3:05. Last night, Yu Darvish struck out a season high 14, and Ian Happ had a big game as heard on 105.9.
And now the 2-2 from Lamet. And Happ hits a drive toward right center field. Base hit. Two runs are going to score. Happ will hold with a single. Cubs lead 3-0.
And the White Sox lost 6-3 last night. They've got a 9-10 start in Seattle. Diane Ducey out there in the Pacific Northwest. She'll be there as a fan attending the game, so hopefully they put up a good one for her. And to recap Thursday night football, the Tampa Bay Bucks got the nod over Carolina 20-14. The Bears back in action on Sunday, 3:25 p.m. They'll take on the Broncos, and the Packers hosting the Vikings on Sunday at noon. Fighting Illini football is back to Memorial Stadium. They were on the road last week against UConn, and they'll look to go 3-0 before heading into Big Ten play. It's definitely possible. They got an 11 a.m. kick against Eastern Michigan. Women's soccer beat Butler last night 2-1. Big win for them. And Illini volleyball will head to Bloomington Normal. They'll face ISU in the Redbird Classic, also taking on UCF. They had a couple losses last week, so we'll see if they can get back on track. But that is a look at sports. I'm Marley Weirda.
We're done, and you played college volleyball. Those five setters are long, aren't they?
Yes.
You can play 2.5 hours of college volleyball. That's a lot of digs.
There's kind of an old cliche. It's that five sets are like the five set matches are built in the weight room. Because at the end of the day, it just comes down to strength, endurance and how long you can really go for.
That's Marley Weirda. You'll see her on Channel 3. She'll be on there a whole bunch tonight and tomorrow night. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. They're an award-winning dealership where you get service before, during, after the sale. I mean, they don't want this to be a one-time sale. They want to take care of your stuff, and they do for everybody. They treat me well, but I've seen them treat everybody the same, all well done with their customer service. They're just terrific at it, and they have to be to get an international award as a dealership. So stop by before you buy anything. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. And stop by off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. It's Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. Okay, our offer today was from Minuteman Press. If you missed it and you'd like a chance, if you're a manager or you have some say at your business or you're an owner, I'm giving $250 vouchers. By texting in 6060, as in Minuteman. Minuteman Press, Paul Conforti, good guy, really does a whole bunch for a lot of businesses around here. You got banners and posters and pull-downs and pull-ups and magnets and whatever printing. It's all available at Minuteman Press off Neil in Champaign. But if you'd like a chance at $250 in services, just so I get you in there, I'll give you the money. Text in 359-2255. 359-2255, text in 6060, make it easy. And then after 9 this morning, we get hold of our winners and our four businesses that will take advantage of all these services that Paul offers at Minuteman Press. 359-2255, text in 60. All right, news is next, ESPN 93.5, it's Friday.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry, let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah, sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Sam Darnold is out indefinitely as the quarterback of the New York Jets. Darnold has been diagnosed with mononucleosis. I think it's no overstatement to say this season for the Jets is just about over. If you're going to be missing your franchise quarterback for some significant amount of time, your season is going nowhere. If he's out till week 5, how long till Sam is back to peak performance? And set aside peak performance, this was a year when Sam was supposed to take the next step. No, I think this puts not only the Jets' season in jeopardy, I think it puts their evaluation of Sam Darnold's career on hold.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. It could be something serious or maybe something simple. So knowing the likely issue can save you a lot of time and money down the road. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com. Restrictions and details apply.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Flooring Surfaces is your first stop in Central Illinois. Premium laminate, waterproof vinyl, and beautiful hardwoods are on sale now. Save 30 to 60% on dozens of in-stock options. With a million square feet of flooring in stock, Flooring Surfaces has your perfect floor ready to take home today. Visit the newly designed showroom for a floor covering experience like no other in Central Illinois. 401 East Mercury Drive, Champaign.
Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
You should play Willapon Golf Course in Rantoul this week. The testimonials speak for themselves. One golfer said, "The cheers of Rantoul. Great food and great service. You can tell everyone loves their jobs." Another review said, "Great staff, fun course." This fall, make the trip out to Willapon Golf Course in Rantoul and see why their fans are raving about this wonderful course. Play around, then enjoy lunch, dinner, or drinks at the 19th Hole Bar and Grill. Enjoy the last days of summer and the start of fall at Willapon Golf Course.